Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and, of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
The 2019 Oklahoma Youth Expo is done, and the sale of champions, very successful, very strong number, $1.25 million going to the 212 exhibitors that topped this year's OYE in the market show. Grand champion steer shown by Sierra Collins from Tillman County 4-H. Commanding $85,000, the final price there. Grand Champion Barra, shown by Madeline Norvell. Amber Picasso 4-H, selling for $25,000. Top Market Lamb, shown by Lydia Stryka. Yukon FFA, selling for $15,000. And the Grand Champion Market Goat was led into the sale ring by Addison Schneeberger of Carnegie 4-H. $15,000 for the top goat. A lot more details about this year's OYE at our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Blue Green Gazette on the right-hand column. And once again, our coverage of 2019, powered by ITC, your energy superhighway. What's being called the largest award under the PVP, or Plant Variety Protection Act, in the United States, $3.1 million being awarded by a federal court in Kansas to OGI, Oklahoma Genetics, for a Kansas operator not paying his royalties to OGI for Gallagher wheat as bred by Oklahoma State University. We talked about the judgment with Mark Hodges of OGI.
We recently reached a summary judgment. The original requested amount of damages by us was about $1,055,881. Before that case was settled, because of lack of cooperation from the individual involved, it's now over $3 million.
Now the law firm that's representing OGI working to identify assets that will help pay the judgment that has been declared. Now, for wheat producers that are buying seed and they're buying a particular variety, how do they know it's legitimate?
Tags, tags, tags. Every seed movement, every seed sale, it must involve a tag. Whether it's certified or registered, it's got to involve a tag, and that tag has to be accurate as to what's in the bag. If there's any question, they need to contact us, Oklahoma Crop Improvement or Foundation Seed, and let us know, and we'll follow it up. But it's all about that tag is a legal document, and they always need to have a tag to trace it back.
Mark Hodges with Oklahoma Genetics on that $3 million settlement over Gallagher wheat. You got farm news on Ron. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here, inviting you to the 2019 Hemphill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference, April 23rd, 24th in Canadian, Texas. You'll learn from industry-leading experts, including Temple Grandin, Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert, Cattle Facts, and many others. Register now by calling 806-323-9114. That's 323-9114. Don't miss the year's top beef cattle event, including over 60 trade show vendors and the best beef meals you'll ever enjoy. We remind you a lot more agricultural news up on our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.